Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Monday, December 21st, and this morning I am joined by Matt Schoolfield at schools_01 and Boomy at Boomy TCF. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at typical_Chicago. This morning we'll be talking about the big Bears win. They beat the Vikings. It was not an easy win. It literally came down to the last throw, but the Bears get the win. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about week 15 in the NFL. 15, boys. We are coming to the end of the season here. We'll have a recap of the Sunday that was and Saturday. And then we will wrap the show up. Oh, no, we got college football. We got the playoff. The four spots have been chosen. So we'll be talking about if we agree or disagree with that. And then we will end the show like we always do with Boomy's Wacky Web Story. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Typical Chicago Fans on there. Go over to the YouTube page. I promise I will get the food review out this week. I promise. So that'll be on the YouTube page. So go over there, subscribe to the YouTube page so you can see, be the first to see the video. And then all of our morning shows, podcasts are on there, interviews all on there. And then wherever you get your podcast, if it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. If it's anywhere else, just type in Typical Chicago Fans and follow us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com Chicago. Use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Boys, how are we doing on this Monday morning?
Got the next 2 weeks off, man. I can't complain. So, be a nice little break in the action. So I got no complaints, man. I'm doing well.
Victory Monday, man. What's victory wrong? Never a bad thing on a victory Monday.
So no, it's always a good day.
Still in the hunt. Let's go.
I wish the Eagles would have won. That would have helped us a lot. Every game will matter until it doesn't, I guess. I guess that sounds stupid. But
We literally went on a
seven-game losing streak. We went on a seven-game losing streak. No.
That Detroit game just looms so large right now.
Was that six?
They were 5-1, so they went to 5-7. Yeah, they lost six in a row. So they went to six games in a row.
And guess what? We're still here.
We're on the graphic.
We're going to beat the Jaguars next week. And then hopefully the 49ers can beat the Cardinals because that is what we need. I thought the Eagles had it today, but oh, man.
The 49ers are bad.
Yeah. But let's get right into the Bears game. Awesome game. Awesome game just in the sense of, I mean, it looked they were competitive the whole time. And they didn't lose the game. You know what I mean? But it did come down to a Hail Mary by Kirk Cousins, which I was very, very nervous for. I thought that he was going to catch that. We've had no luck in these last 3 minutes of a game all season. Look at Mitch Trubisky with that fumble against the Lions, and that's like I said, looming.
Well, early this season team. They stole a couple wins late in the game, but I mean, so it's like kind of almost you almost feel like it might be payback from because they stole that Detroit game to start off the year. The Giants, they were winning, and then you know. And I think that game, there was a Hail Mary at the end of the game, too, if I remember correctly, the Giants threw. So it's like the Bears have been tested. They've been through these kind of late game situations on both sides of it. And, you know, you got to assume that just, you know, put your head down, go out and win one. You don't have to hopefully it's not a close game next week and prepare for the Packers at home. You know, that's what it's going to come down to. So,
yeah, because. You know. That is the thing. You can't look past this week, and I know they won't, but it's a team that they're, 1-15?
Well, it's set up for you because you have no right making the playoffs if you can't beat Jacksonville anyway. So.
Oh yeah, but just I don't know. I just feel like it's gonna be a close game.
I probably will be. I'm not like
they've also hung in games with teams that they shouldn't have. You know, yeah, it's
definitely.
And Boomy was saying, we're kind of talking about what if the Packers already have the one seed locked up, and like I still think they're gonna play everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like, you don't want to give those guys 2 full weeks off. I mean, no, you obviously
really want to beat the Bears, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going into it where it's, you know, maybe you don't have the number one seed and there's no way you can get it even with a win, that might be a different story. But, yeah, you guys are, you know, kind of writing your own destiny here. And I think whoever's in charge up at Hallis Hall must have been listening to Zach, because he said run the ball about 10 times the other day. And David Montgomery rushed 32 times for 146 yards. So they must have been listening.
Finally, they listened to me and Maddie.
He was outstanding, too. He was outstanding.
Awesome. Like,
almost 5 yards of carry.
Why did we not use him more this year? That's what I'm saying. Like, use him against the Lions instead of Mitch Trubisky having to worry about fumbling that, why don't we run it with the guy who's been doing well the whole game? And we finally stuck to the plan today. It was awesome.
Well, when he was
dicey at the end there.
When he was coming out of Iowa State, his biggest skill set, his most his strongest skill set at the time was his vision, and that was on full display today. You could see him. You know, waiting for cuts. He was patient, watching, letting the holes open up and develop.
Watching the play, and then it goes.
Very, very smart running back. He's very patient, and when he's, you know, when he's running that way, and when he's running with that kind of authority, it's a tough.
And he gets a chance.
Man.
That's the problem. Yeah. He hasn't gotten enough chances this year.
There's a big difference when he's running the ball and when Cordarrelle Patterson's running the ball. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, but let's move on to week 15. Boomy, will you read off the games for us, please?
You got it. We'll start in Indianapolis. The Colts struggled but did prevail 27-20 over the Texans. They needed that win to kind of stay jockeying for position. Right now, Indy sits in the 5 seed right now in the AFC, but the Texans hung around. I mean, I was a little surprised, but I talked about it a little bit last night where, you know, the Texans, almost a little bit of an embarrassment game. You know, you come out against the Bears last week and get absolutely smacked around. You got to have a little bit of pride, and I know they're down, you know, in just about every position, but they definitely hung in there and gave Indy all they could handle.
Yeah, and Indianapolis is such a confusing team. Like, yeah, you never just really know what you're gonna get. Like, they're gonna make the playoffs most likely.
Like, Indy's supposed to
probably
have
far, but it's like, what? It's just like, yeah, you don't know what you're gonna get every week.
Everybody is, you know, just praise them for this defense, and Deshaun Watson threw for 373 yards today, like on a with no wide receiver.
They're just lucky that the Texans' defense is not good.
Yeah, exactly. It was not – you needed a more convincing win out of Indy, if you ask me, but what do I know? Moving to Tennessee, the Titans beat the Detroit Lions 46-25. Kind of saw that one coming. Derrick Henry runs for 147. Tannehill throws for 275. I mean, Matt Stafford.
Derrick Henry threw a guy, by the way, too.
That was assault.
Lose to this Lions team.
This Lions team is bad. I give Matt Stafford so much credit for going out there every week. There's just – what do you have to play for?
Hall of Famer.
I don't know.
I think he needs – obviously, I think he is. Eventually.
The numbers say yes.
Got to win a playoff game, man. You got to win one.
But
I don't know. Like, it – I guess you're right, but I still think it should be in.
No, the numbers, like Matt says, the numbers.
His numbers do get a boost that he did play with Calvin Johnson for a good chunk of his career, too.
But he's also done it for, 12 or 13 seasons now? You should get like a multiplier for doing it in Detroit, because they stink. A game we talked about on the podcast that didn't surprise us. The Buccaneers were down big early, 17-0 at half, come back and win 31-27. Typical Atlanta Falcons giving up a halftime lead.
Did you guys by chance see the pictures of that? It was like the scoreboard of the Falcons Buccaneers, and then it was like the ending game, and then it was like Tom Brady going over to Matt Ryan, and it was kind of like revenge.
Yeah, seriously.
Not really, because it was a Super Bowl.
No,
it was a random game, but the Buccaneers, like, what is that all about?
Yeah, that's just,
they're not very good, man. They're just not.
How are you losing to the Falcons?
Inconsistent.
When you need that win.
Extremely inconsistent. The Ravens stay in the hunt. Another big win. And Jacksonville, thanks to another game we'll talk about later, gets a better chance of getting that one seed. So we'll see how that plays out. But big thing that jumped out to me with the Ravens, they obviously put up 40 points. They only give up 14. They had no one rush or receive for 100 yards or more. Lamar Jackson only 243, but obviously didn't need it that much. Jacksonville is bad. Anything on the Ravens? You guys believe the Ravens they get to playoff?
You think you'd have more yards, like with all the points they scored?
Yeah, I think a lot. The defense got them into some good situations. So, we'll see. We'll see with the Ravens. I think they're good enough to get to the playoffs. They just have a little bit of a road ahead of them. So, we'll see. The Jaguars, wow. The Dolphins finally get a little bit of redemption over the last 12 years. The Patriots have been eliminated from the playoffs for the first time in 12 seasons. And I believe that was the year that Tom Brady blew his knee out, if I'm not mistaken.
And they had 11 wins, I believe, too.
Or 10. Yeah, I think
it was 11.
12 years in a row. That'd be awesome.
I think they missed the playoffs with 11 wins that year.
That's insane. That is a wild stat. But the Dolphins
it was either 10-6 or 11-5. I mean, very well could be wrong.
And contrary to what we might have thought last night, Zach was right. They stuck with Tua the whole time. Only threw for 145 yards, but he had Breida went for 86. I'm not even sure who this guy is. Salvon Ahmed rushed for 120. They really won that game running the ball, and obviously a low-scoring game. Patriots are done. So things you hate to see, I guess. Moving in to the other noon game, the Washington football team falls to the Seahawks. The Seahawks are frauds, man. They only beat the Washington football team 20-15. Not a very good-looking game. Russell Wilson threw for 120 yards. That was an ugly football game. Dwayne Haskins threw for almost 300.
And yeah, that guy sucks, though, dude. Holy cow.
Dwayne Haskins? Yeah,
he's not. Oh, my God. He was not good today.
But the Seahawks defense is just not that good.
Yeah. We alluded to it the other night. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. They got Jamal Adams, and they just can't get anything going. They got to get it together because playoffs are going to start soon. I think right now they're sitting in the – 3 seed somehow. They keep escaping with wins. Moving to the afternoon slate, a game of who the hell cares, but the Cowboys beat the 49ers 41-33. Two bad football teams, 2-5-9 football teams, but the Cowboys are not completely out of it in the NFC East. Never thought we'd say that again.
I mean, look at the division. I mean,
and they got a lot of help. Washington loses. New York's losing right now. Philly loses.
In their division, so.
Yeah, not good. Probably the most stunning game of the year so far. The New York Jets are not going to be the 0-6, join the 0-16 club. They beat the Rams 23-20 at SoFi Stadium in Las Vegas.
I had a -17.
That is unexplainable. I mean, how do you lose to the Jets at home of all places?
And they gave you so many chances.
Like, the stats for the Jets are not even crazy. Like, Sam Darnold threw for 207. Frank Gore ran for 59 yards. He was their leading rusher. And Jameson Crowder caught 6 passes for 66 yards. It's not like they even had that crazy of a game. And they still won.
Now do Jared Goff's numbers.
Yeah, 209. one interception, three sacks, and they just really couldn't get anything going either. Akers had 63 yards. Woods had 40 on one run, but they just could not get anything going, really. Their leading receiver was their tight end. That's a bad loss for a team that I thought was going to
– It really is a bad loss.
– to reckon with in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Bad loss. You guys got no help out of the Philadelphia Eagles, who blew it late. They lose 33-26 in Arizona. But again, 4-9-1. They're still in the hunt in the NFC East. So.
Jalen Hurts is very good, by the way.
You got to win that game. I think he's decent.
I don't think
338 yards, three touchdowns.
I do not think that guy is going to be a very good NFL quarterback. I don't know.
I disagree.
406.
I think he's going to be a good starting quarterback.
I could be wrong. I'm not saying I'm not.
Might have to do it in somewhere else.
I could be wrong too, so who knows.
And the other game in the afternoon.
Neither of us are quarterback coaches.
I am not a guru by any stretch.
No, quarterback coach. We're going to be quarterback coaches.
Well, I'm not a coach nor a guru. Either one.
Yikes. Kansas City holds on and beats the New Orleans Saints 32-29 in New Orleans. New Orleans put up a little bit more fight than a lot of people gave them credit. Drew Brees' first game back, obviously. But
how do you come back that quickly after breaking 11 ribs?
Medical technology, I guess.
How many ribs do you have?
I would have guessed under 11.
I did too.
You're both idiots.
How many ribs do we have then?
24.
Really?
Yeah, you have 12 on each side.
That's insane to think about.
I definitely would have guessed under 11.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like one giant thing there.
Imagine, though, breaking 11 of those.
I can't imagine breaking one rib.
Yeah.
And as of right now, there's 4 minutes left. The Browns are beating the New York football Giants 20-6. But don't worry. The Giants will still be there in the NFC East race because that division is god-awful. Monday night, tonight, we get the Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals in another game that should not be played.
Are the Steelers on primetime every
question,
week,
though?
By the way?
Can I ask a question? Why do we have the ability to flex games if they're not going to use it?
Monday night, I get, but
I don't get that. No, I don't want to see the Bengals on Monday Night Football.
No. The Bengals
I don't
see
the
should
Steelers
not
every time
Monday
night.
But I don't think they game. I think you're right, though, Boomy. I don't think they can really do that to Monday Night Football.
Monday night, you can't, but then
Sunday,
like,
you can. Like, the I think that Saints, Chiefs should have been in the spot. Like, I understand, I guess, if there's contracts or whatever, but like,
shoot, the Bears-Vikings game would have been better.
But the problem with this game is it means a lot to both teams because the Giants are still in it, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You got to watch the product.
Especially Colt McCoy having a tough night.
Boy, tell me if you've heard that before.
I have. Oh, that's all the games, Boomy?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week.
I saw a tweet that said bowl season starts like tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday, something like that.
It has to, because you think about it, national championship games in like.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. We got North Texas Appalachian State tomorrow night.
Did anyone else realize bowl season starts tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 Eastern?
1:30 p.m., like 5 hours after this podcast comes out.
Maddie with a great transition right into the college
like a pro, if I have to say.
Playoffs. One, Alabama. Two, Clemson. Three, Ohio State. Four, Notre Dame. They will be playing January 1st, the quickest turnaround, I think, ever.
Yeah.
So it's right, it's Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, Notre Dame. Boys, do you think anybody can stop Alabama?
I definitely don't think Notre Dame can.
Clemson, I don't think anybody can stop Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't think any of these three teams can.
I don't think there's a cornerback in college that's capable of covering him.
He's going to be a force at the next level.
This dude is unbelievable. Absolutely unreal.
It's going to take a perfect night out for Clemson, but I think Alabama is clearing away the number one. But Florida showed that you can stay in games, and if you have a team like Clemson who's, you know, got the firepower, if they can stay in it close and you know, let the chips fall at the end. But I don't think Notre Dame stands a chance. I don't think Ohio State stands a chance. I think this is Alabama's national title to win.
I don't think you're people right. give Mac Jones right. enough credit either. I think Mac yeah. Jones is a quarterback that is not going to give up a lot of ground to Trevor Lawrence in a game against Clemson. So.
Yeah, he just he seems methodical with it. He doesn't make a lot of bad reads. He doesn't.
He's at Alabama for a reason.
Exactly. He's a very stereotypical Alabama quarterback.
He's working his way into a first round quarterback, which was not something that was on the radar before the season. So
he doesn't ever seem rattled in the in the pocket, which is
good size too. It makes every throw. I mean, it's not a whole lot more you can want. He's a proven winner now too. You know, he's 100%. Winning games.
I think it's Alabama's to lose, but, you know, like I said, some teams have shown they can, you know, play with them, and obviously they're going to get their best shot. I don't think Notre Dame's going to keep it close, but, you know, Ohio State, doubtful. Clemson at least has probably the best chance of all of them.
And there's been a lot of talk about, like, teams like Cincinnati and teams like that. I think that Cincinnati this year, hopefully –
beat by Alabama.
No, no. Can you let me talk, Boomy?
No.
I'm saying that hopefully that discussion goes into an eight-team playoff.
100%.
If I could have gotten to my point.
instead of being so rudely interrupted.
Is this your first episode you've ever done with me? What are you, new here?
Very true. But I think it's – do you think it will be any different – with the turnaround, I mean, it's still 2 weeks. Like,
I like it a lot. A lot of times you feel those, like, semifinal games when they have the BCS bowl games. Those quick turnarounds felt like those first quarters were usually not great.
Like I said, bowl season starts today, Monday, right?
Yeah. Appalachian State is a I think they were a 21-point favorite over North Texas, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 21-point favorite.
Whole season starting so soon, and then national championship game will be here before you know it.
Yeah. Two weeks from now?
Keep you updated throughout the bowl season. We'll be talking about them on the show. But Boomy, do you got a wacky web story for us?
I sure do, Zach. And this is one that's going to probably bother both me and you a little bit more than a regular story. But a Wisconsin dentist has been accused of breaking teeth in order to collect insurance fraud. This is one of my worst fears. I've been to the dentist way too much in the last 18 months. Zach obviously had his wisdom teeth taken out. But a Wisconsin dentist has been accused of damaging his patient's teeth so that he could bill insurance companies for crown procedures. This scumbag who deserves life in prison was charged in a federal court with 8 counts of healthcare fraud and 2 counts of false statements. If convicted, he could face a maximum of 20 years. I hope he gets 20 minimum. I hope he gets, you know, a life sentence, but that's just me. Scott Charmoli is his name. He's accused of falsely telling his patients they needed crowns, then using his drill to break off their teeth during the procedure. This guy's a psychopath. What? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I hope he does serious time because this is a horrible person.
Gas chamber, electric chair, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Lock him up and throw away the key. Yeah,
just take him out of here. That's the kind of shit just disappear.
Imagine like somebody trusting you with their mouth and then you doing that.
And they just take a drill and just break your tooth.
I think it's literally been a horror movie that's like basically been that.
Yeah, I will not. I will watch any scary movie if it has to do with dentists and like people already don't like going to the dentist. Scott, you're gonna make it worse. People are gonna read this story and they're like, "Oh, I'm not going to the dentist. Look what this psychopath did."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that person might be me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm never going back.
I think I'm going to start another 10 years.
Never going back to the dentist now.
I'm resetting the clock, Big Z. It's got more years.
Boomy, Matt, you guys got anything post-show?
I do. It's this December 21st. It's my brother's birthday, so happy birthday. My brother Jason, he's probably listening. If he's not listening to this point of the episode, then he misses out on his shout-out. So.
Don't text
usually
him.
Usually does catch every episode though. So
Jason, if you hear this, you have to text Matt and recognize that you heard the birthday shout out. Because if not, you're not getting it.
Yeah. Quiz.
Happy birthday, Jason.
It's like a little Easter egg in there for him.
Exactly. I love it. Hey, did you guys see Northwestern beat Michigan State today in basketball?
Yeah, I did. Really? And I saw a really good tweet about that too. It was on. I want to say it was Eli Hershkovich said something about how there was no bottom in the Big Ten. Like, basically, it's just like all a solid mass of decent teams and good teams and really good teams, too, obviously.
Because look at all the teams that have been habitually at the bottom. I mean, Rutgers is now ranked, and like teams that Illinois has been.
You make an argument that every team could be in the hunt for a tournament spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a gauntlet for them. It's gonna be a gauntlet for every single team in that. Like Iowa's, I think, the best team in the conference, and they're still gonna collect probably what?
Yeah, and like I said, the records are gonna look weird, but I mean, it's just so competitive that that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, would it shock you if Iowa has four losses or three losses?
No, not with that schedule.
That the Big Ten is like almost gonna eat itself alive. Mm-hmm.
Guys, Dez Bryant also caught his first touchdown since 2017.
Him and Antonio Brown both caught touchdowns today. So,
did AB get one today, too?
Shout out 2014.
Yeah, good for them. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
We're going to have all three show or all – yeah, all three, four shows this week. We'll see. We cannot believe that Christmas is already on Friday. It's
unbelievable.
It's really.
I'm a big fan of Christmas Eve, though, too. So don't sleep on Christmas Eve. It's the buildup. The buildup's better. You know,
100%, man.
I kind of like the buildup better. So
waiting for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But thank you to Boomy at Boomy TCF and Matt Schoolfield. At Schoolfield, schools underscore 01. Boomy, Ina, Maddie, you're gonna have to change it now that I said that.
Just put whatever you want to put it. You'll find me.
You'll find them. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at Typical underscore Chicago. Instagram, Facebook. Just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on their YouTube page. Like I said, we got a food review coming out this week. I promise. So go over the Typical Chicago Fans YouTube page and subscribe. And then wherever you get your podcast from, if it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review anywhere else. Just type in Typical Chicago Fans, and you will find us on there. And then 26shirts.com Chicago. Use promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout. For 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com. Chicago. Anything else, boys?
Let's have a beautiful week.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This has been the TCF Morning Show, Monday, December 21st. We love you all.
Peace.